When your eyes close and the moment of peace eclipses the noise of your mind, when entropy has ceased and all is at a perfect standstill, this calm you now begin to experience. Creeping forward like welcome, chilled tendrils surrounding your mind in relaxed emptiness. Welcoming this feeling as like a brush. It sweeps away all distractions. There is nothing but welcome darkness. My voice reverberates around the emptiness of your being. This welcome respite, this feeling you've longed for. In this emptiness, the core, the origin of all vibration, thrumming silently in the vacuum, and you can see it, a dull gray little ball, infinitely tiny, within in the never-ending expanse around it, and yet you move towards it, a calm, smooth glide. There is no resistance, as there is no air in this space, and yet you come closer until this tiny little ball begins to pull on you. The drift begins to accelerate as your sense of time and space dilates. The space around you becomes speckled with color. And though you've already left your body, you see it in all its details. All the hues and contrast of this storm around you, and you're reminded of what you're trying to escape. But as that ball beckons you forth, pulling you like a magnet, your pace gets faster and faster, just fast enough to get past this storm. This ball so large, overtaking almost all that you see, you can hear its message, showing you that you may not be afraid. And as you are enveloped and surrounded, held by its pull, as you fall beneath the clouds, shielded from the storm you left behind, pulled to a verdant green plain, you are where you want to be, and almost where I have invited you. This pull, which still tickles and trapses along your mind, it brings you past and through tall grasses, like warm velvet against your skin. My sunlight, burning in one moment, but settling on a gentle caress. Warm winds showing you the way you're meant to go, towards a beautiful willow tree. And though its branches, worn and spread out in all directions, reach out to you, you notice that despite its size and despite the sun high in the sky above you, there is no shade, no darkness. As though the tree itself was a source of light, a source of life, a warmth more serene than the most perfect of days. A peaceful, protective aura, a feeling of tranquility, even more palpable than the pure white clouds. And so you sit beneath this tree, basking in the light, thankful to have escaped, having accepted my invitation, my audience. I offer you my revelation, and though you wish to accept, to feel what you've come here for, there is such brightness that you can barely look at me. Only feel the energy, love, and warmth that emanates from my bright, white silhouette. This bright light, which you want to accept, to feel it above you and protecting you, for a timeless span, a lost boy craving to sit by my side, to accept my light, to make the last choice you'll ever be burdened with, to be forever protected from that storm you need to escape. to have my light, my pull, guiding you wherever you go. And yet, you might still be scared that you can't escape the storm, that it will just keep coming back, that you might disappoint me, that my light may leave you, that these memories, this fear, this struggle may never cease, that you cannot do it alone. But you don't need to. You don't need to do anything but sit by me and feel my light. Just allowing yourself to submit and give in to this feeling, to embrace this fate you want me to choose for you, to stop trying to be something you are not, to be who you are, my boy, my pet, someone who exchanges his submission for protection, his obedience for joy, his eager for fulfillment, for that raw feeling of being all that you crave, that spark which was planted in you so long ago that I know. So there is no need to worry. I know you have courage, which is why I've invited you here, to close this chapter of your life, to start fresh, to grow in my light. So as you sink further and further, feeling yourself light and airy in the sun, the warmth of my presence still gently tickles your skin. I permit you to puff out your chest one last time. One last expulsion of your pride. One last sense of your prior self before it all fades. Breathe in as you wonder if this can truly work. If you can truly give in to me, if you can truly escape this storm, you realize that you already have. Breathe out. Now you do not need to pretend, to run. You are safe here, beneath me, and it's been as easy as accepting my touch. The goddess you've always wanted to worship. The goddess you always wanted to be held by. Trust in your goddess. Trust in me. So I relieve you of your burdens. And as you've given me your choice, I relieve you of choice too. Crumple. Fall. Fall. Fall to your knees. Grateful, happy, understood, all the bad things, all the problems you faced, all gone, like the storm, which has long since faded. All that's left is you, so vulnerable, and left here with me. But you trust me, and I smile. And now that you're here with me, in this silence, in my presence, the shining light begins to fade, just a bit as I permit you to look at me, and as you further and further below, as is your place, the sense of awe, of gratitude, of worship, adoration. And this explosion that rises from the very depth of your being surfaces, you may actually feel empty, that will all of this pain now totally gone, not even capable of worrying. What do you have left? But just as quickly, with my touch, I remind you, do not be afraid. You do not need to hold anything. I will have you. I will take you. I will guide you further down this path. Just as far down as you are meant to go. To ease you into your place you've wanted for so long. soul won't embody. All I want from you, for this care, for this compassion, for this purpose, is your gratitude, loyalty, to listen to me, so that I can guide you, a sense of newfound obedience and submission to me, rising within your very soul, a beautiful, rich, and warm sense that you cannot be ashamed of, that permeates every ounce of your being, rising from your heart and rippling through your flesh. So as you fall deeper into revelation that I am the goddess you've longed for, the understanding between us that only I can see you for what you truly are, you will make a vow to me to remember this feeling I've given you, to never forget it, to hold true to your submission to me, to trust me to take care of you, to guide you, to protect you. So now, feel the weight of these new responsibilities, these new privileges, the clarity amidst departed confusion, a heavy blanket bringing you to sleep, as a more peaceful darkness lays overhead, pulling you down, your head resting by my heel, waiting to show your submission, your appreciation. You pledge yourself to me, to be more than just my student, my acolyte, my worshipper, to take what I give you, to learn from what I teach you, to follow and obey, devoted and enraptured. Your natural place beneath me, my good, good slave. And in a moment, I'll have you begin to rise, reborn from the light of this race, ready to meditate upon what I've shown you. You pray below, as I stand above you, divinity beyond compare, intimately close, as I permit you, my devoted slave. Awaken.